This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 29. Faith, owning our reality. Our reading comes from Psalm 103. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. An elderly friend entered the open door of my office, sat down across from my desk, and came right to the point. "Harvey, you must remember you are dust." I wasn't expecting this from her, but I knew from a reliable source that this is true. She was echoing Psalm 103, verse 14, "The Lord remembers that we are dust." There was a time when I thought this verse meant that we have little or no worth. I remembered dust devils under my bed. Not much value there. We vigorously shook out the dust mop, glad to be rid of the dust. But my friend was not telling me I was worthless. She was concerned that I was too busy and not taking care of myself properly. Our text says that too, doesn't it? The Lord is caring. God is like a father who has compassion on his children. He knows our frailty. He knows how we are formed. The God who took dust and breathed into it, the gift of life, reminds us that he is willing and able to meet our needs out of the riches of grace in his Son, our Savior. My elderly friend was blunt, but she was very caring and loving, and she was right. I needed her visit and the reminder that I am dust. It's my reality. The Lord compassionately remembers it, and I'm trying to remember it too, with thanks. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for making us in your image. Remember us in our needs and refashion us in your likeness through Christ. In his strong name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.